What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be answering the question, why do narcissists treat you so badly? Why do some narcissists just refuse to work on themselves? Most narcissists refuse to work on themselves and get better and take your feelings into account and things like that. Y'all bear with me. The mic fell off. I got too hype bouncing around. Sorry, y'all. But anyways, y'all, notice the brand. The I Love Me, the self-love brand is here. I Love Me, it's abbreviated, is I'm strong, I'm healing, I'm brave. I'm here. I'm this and that. But anyways, y'all. So the one main reason the narcissistic people treat you the way that they treat you is because they don't think you're going to leave them. That's one of the main reasons why. That's it. It's as simple as that. They don't think you're going to leave them because so many times these relationships extend over a long time, y'all. These relationships have so much. You and them have so much invested into this relationship that they don't think you're going to leave them. Y'all have so many kids together. Y'all have so many years together, so many memories together, so many good times. They think this is always going to outweigh the bad times. They think just having good times with you, clapping your cheeks when you're crying, whatever. They think this stuff right here is going to outweigh all the good times. They don't think you're going to leave. They don't think you have the strength to leave them. They don't do it. And that's why a lot of times they'll be so surprised and shocked when you, if you do leave, they'll be like, I never knew what happened. They hit me like a ton of bricks when you left. When I came home and your stuff was gone, I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know you. Why didn't you talk to me about this? Now it's an issue because you left. They don't think you're strong enough to leave. I'm just being 100% honest with you, y'all. I mean, y'all feel the rant bubble coming? Because I feel one coming too. They treat you like shit sometimes because they think you are going to tolerate it. They treat you like shit sometimes because they feel like shit on the internal. And I'm one of them that feels like shit sometimes on the internal, and I express that externally. A lot of narcissistic people take their internal stuff and express it externally and started hurting the people closest to them. And guess who's closest to them? Their kids, their family, their wife, their husband, whoever. The people closest to a narcissist get treated the worst because you're the closest person. You're in the closest vicinity of me. You're in my radius. I have influence over your life. So if I can touch you, I'm doing this. Then yeah, you're in the blast radius of a narcissistic explosion. So it gets to that point, y'all, but they beat you down so much. They don't think you, they beat you down so much. They strip you. They financially abuse you. They control the money. They control everything. So you can't leave. They don't think you will. They don't think you, like, because sometimes you put up with so much, you're still here after they cheat. You're still here after they done cheated on you 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 times. They done had so many affairs, so many mistresses, so many male partners or whatever. You mean, they done cheated on you so many times and you still here. They don't think you're going to leave. They think that you're okay with this behavior now. They think that you're okay with all this shit that you stayed through. And then that's why they get so angry. Why would you leave now? I thought you were okay with the behavior. They hide it the first time. They hide it the second time. 3, 4, 5, 6 times is a pattern, y'all. They don't think you're going to put up with it. They don't think you're strong enough to pack your shit up and dip out on them. They don't. Keep it real. And a lot of times you would agree with that statement. A lot of times so many people I talk to will say it out their mouth. They open their mouth and say, I'm not strong enough to leave yet. I'm not ready to leave yet. I'm not ready. No matter what they put you, they put your head through a table. They've thrown you through a wall. They broke your ribs. They swole you. They made your face swole. They've done all this damage to you, but you're not ready just yet. I tell people you have to cross the threshold. Sometimes everybody's threshold is different. Everybody's threshold is going to be different. Somebody's threshold might be one time cheating. Somebody's threshold might be one time liking somebody else's photo on social media. You mean? And somebody's threshold might be 10 times cheating. Somebody's threshold might be 20 times cheating. I've seen people get cheated. I've talked to a woman before, got cheated on 90 times with 90 different people over the course of 20 years. So I figured it's been 90 people. I'm like, what? You know what I mean? She was so emotionally and mentally beat down that she was like, yeah. I figure it's been about 90 to 100 people who cheated on me. I stopped counting after like the fifth or sixth one when I realized he didn't care. And I asked him why he treated me so badly, why he wouldn't just be faithful to me just in his marriage. And he said he doesn't think I'm going to leave. He gets to do what he wants to do. He thinks I belong to him. I'm his property, and he can treat me any type of way. So he, until he's done with me, he doesn't think I'm going to leave him. And now this is a couple years ago. I'm pretty sure she's still there. After 90, I mean, after 90 times, 90 different women, prostitutes, whatever, you mean, they're going to stay. They beat you down so mentally and so emotionally. Sometimes they beat you down physically. They take away your physical strength. They don't think that. They don't think you have the strength to leave. They don't believe in your strength. They just don't. Sometimes if you tell them you're going to leave, they might laugh in your face. Okay, bye. Sometimes you tell them, like, hey, I'm going to leave you. And they're like, okay, cool, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That hurts your feelings too. Because you want them to fight for the relationship. You want them to let you know that you matter to them. You want to, like, okay, bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. If they say stuff like that to you, you take it and you're just like, oh my goodness, I never mattered to this person. If that's what it takes for you to cross the threshold, to feel like you never mattered to this person, then you never mattered to that person, y'all. Because one thing I've learned to hate on this journey of personal development for myself, and talking to so many people who've dealt with narcissists and talking to so many other narcissists myself, is that I actually hate seeing people waste their lives away on people who don't deserve their time, effort, and energy. Anyway, I have a problem. I'm out here searching for truth. I'm out here, you know, on the pursuit of happiness for myself, the pursuit of, you know, contentment for myself. And I see people who can experience genuine happiness and who can experience genuine contentment and things like that, wasting your time, effort, and energy on people who don't care about you. That blows my mind, y'all. And it makes me jealous. Let me keep it real. You know what I mean? I get angry at that sometimes. So my purpose, my platform, is to empower narcissists themselves to go get help, to show you that you can, to show them that they can go get help. Not to show you, the person dealing with the narcissist, that you can help them. They have to want to go get help themselves. I know people come on my platform like, you give me hope to help my husband. No. What your wife do to you? My wife didn't do nothing to me, y'all. She just packed her shit up and left. Y'all make it seem like she did something, like she didn't. There's no magic pill. There's no narcissist. No empath ointment. Nothing she applied in my sleep. There's no ginseng root. No beets. No nothing that she put. No calamine lotion. No nothing that she put in anything to make me alter my behaviors. This is all coming from me internally on a selfish journey of personal development. My journey of personal development has been complete, has started off as selfishness, but it's ended up with me being able to be a little bit more selfless, me being able to take more criticism, me being able to put other people in front of me, other people's emotions in front of mine, other people's wants and needs in front of mine. My wife was the catalyst because she called me a narcissist and then she dipped out the house. There was nothing else that she did. She didn't put the cheeks on me. There was no Kama Sutra books read. There was no nothing, y'all. It wasn't because of the kids. It was so much other stuff going on in my life, y'all. And that's why I tell y'all, don't wait around just like, I want you to be like Lee Hammack. I talked to a woman one time, her husband had put her head through a wall and he got charged with it. And she, like, in her testimony was the one who's going to put him in jail. She's like, I go to court in a couple of days to talk to this person. I don't want to get him locked up because he needs to be like Lee. He needs to be like Ben Taylor, Role Motivation. I'm like, no. He needs to take his ass to jail for putting your head through some drywall. That's what he needs to do. You can't help him and save him by sparing him the consequences of his actions. And yes, y'all, women can be narcissists as well, but that woman was emotionally broken. She was. You know what I mean? She was. And I was just talking to her. I was just listening to her cry and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Crying don't really affect me like that. y'all already know that. But I hear that and I just like, he need to be like mental illness. He need to be like raw motivations. He need to be like, the nameless narcissist. They need to work on themselves and come up out of here. You know? They want to do that. He need to be like Sam Wagner, H.G. Tudor, people like that. No. They need to suffer their consequences because I had to suffer mine. My wife took my child and left. You know, those are my consequences. Yes, she came back because I consistently changed behavior. But you, if you're dealing with a narcissist and you decide to leave, when you finally decide to break that trauma bond and dip out in their asses, you need to be gone for good. Because if you go back without any kind of consistent change behavior, you're walking back into a situation where they're going to resent you even more. They're going to resent you even more, and they're going to be even more angry at you for leaving them. Because now you had the strength. So if you do get the strength to leave and then you come back, they're going to be angry as hell at you for leaving, and they're going to treat you like, they're going to start treating you like you can leave, like you will leave again at any minute. They're going to start treating you like they're scared for you to leave them. So they're going to start restricting you more. They're going to put more restrictions on you. Now I tell you, when people, when you decide to leave And if you go back, that's why it typically gets worse, because now they have a vendetta against you for leaving them. Believe that doesn't make sense. They treated us badly. Why wouldn't we leave? They don't think you go back to the title of the video. They don't think you're going to leave, which is why they treat you so badly. And then if you do leave and come back, they plot on you leaving. If you keep leaving and coming back, they definitely don't think you're ever going to leave them. They think you're going to stay with them for the rest of eternity. You'll be with them for the rest of your life. That's how they think. That's how they feel. They think that you're going to be with them and stay with them for the rest of they'll treat you like hell then. You might as well just pack your stuff up, y'all. I'm just telling you. Whew. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. The brand, like I said, the I Love Me brand is available. The link is in the description of every podcast, every video, whatever. If you listen to this on podcast form, go and hit that 5 stars for me. If you listen to this on YouTube, give me a thumbs up if you made it this far. Leave me a comment, interact with the video, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.